Hi everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Talent Talk, brought to you by cbtalent.com, Christian Brothers High School's very own student-run online newspaper. I'm John Berkeley, and I'm here with my co-host, Jack Milliken.
Hey there.
And today we're going to be talking to two of CB's best athletes, Spencer Webb and Christina Murphy, who have both recently committed to D1 sports programs.
And also today on the show, we'll be talking to Joel Navarro about his latest article that he wrote for The Talent. And we're going to be recommending some spooky tunes for Halloween season.
And it's going to be really interesting talking to Spencer and Christina because that perspective of college athletes, you know, it's really rare. As a senior, I'm going through the whole application process, and it's going to be kind of fun to listen to a different perspective than the, you know, normal everyday senior.
Yeah, and as a junior, I'm not having to face this yet, but I have heard stories from my senior friends who are very, very stressed and frustrated through this process. And so the fact that they are being taken out of groups of kids to be chosen to go to these specific schools is very interesting, and I'm excited to hear what they have to say about that.
Yeah, and they'll be on right after this. I'm here with Spencer Webb, Oregon commit. He's a tight end for football. Spencer, say hi.
Hi. Hola.
Yeah, and I'm also here with Christina Murphy, committed to San Diego State University for swimming.
Hey.
Welcome to the inaugural episode of Talent Talk, guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just wanted to start off, how's it going since, obviously, Christina, you committed earlier this month,
mm-hmm.
and Spencer, you've been committed for a while now.
Yep.
How's it been since you guys, verbally committed to those schools?
It's definitely been like less stressed, just because like senior year, like everyone's filling out applications, and you're kind of like you already know where you're going, so that's kind of cool.
I like the committed life more than recruiting life, honestly.
Definitely.
Yeah, just once you commit, you feel like, all right, I can, you know, wear my Oregon gear, your San Diego State gear. You don't have to worry about like schools calling you or trying to contact schools. You just get to worry about your one school.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when you're getting recruited, it's just like you constantly feel like you're being looked at, and you have to be like on your game like all the time. And like when you're at so many, you're like constantly thinking about like coaches like looking at you. And you know, when you're like committed, it's kind of like, okay, well, like I'm going to San Diego State. Like I just need to work towards that goal, and like, you know, I'm committed. You know, I just need to get better for them.
Yeah, I don't know how it was for Christina, but like the recruiting process for me was like, I was always after that chase of the next offer. Like, when was the next offer going to come? So I was always thinking about it, like, okay, like this school would be kind of cool. Like, what if they offered me? Would I go here and stuff? But once you commit and you find your spot, you kind of just can slow down a little bit and just like, all right, this is my home. This is where I want to go. And you can just focus on yourself, focus on your family, focus on school, instead of worrying about like contacting coaches. Make sure you get back to all their texts and stuff. So I mean, it's nice just to know that you have a home and you're set.
So you find that it's less stressful from the sports standpoint, but do you think that there is a less stressfulness to the academics as well? Because it almost seems like at this point, you know, you're going to this school, so you're not having to submit as many applications, make sure, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get into that school. How's the application process for the school that you're already committed to?
I mean, I just have to do one application, so that's kind of nice, you know, just the San Diego State application, so,
yes, yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
That's good. You don't have to fill out, like, 15 applications like some of my friends, so, I mean, that's kind of different than most other students.
So that would relieve some stress.
Definitely.
That-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, the process of getting recruited you guys were touching on was, like, really stressful. Like, take me through that, like, step by step.
It's definitely, you, like, there's a lot of kids that want to be recruited, you know, and me and Christina were blessed to be able to get these scholarships and stuff. So, like, I feel like you're always thinking about it and wondering. That's one thing. You're always wondering, like, when it could be, you know, if you get a random phone call on your phone and it's from out of state, like, you got to answer it because you don't know. It could be a coach trying to contact you to offer you a scholarship. Same thing, all these schools, and you have to just kind of, I don't know, it's pretty stressful in a way because you're always thinking about it, and some, you might not get a scholarship, and you've been banking on getting a scholarship your whole life, and just like then you got to actually go into the application process, the real application process, where You got to, you know, keep your grades up. You got to make sure everything, just like all these other kids are, and like much respect to them because it is pretty hard for them. It's probably harder than us, but we play sports that just goes along with the whole process in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you described it as like a blessing when you got that scholarship and, you know, being able to get those. What was it like when you got your first scholarship offer? And like, what school was that?
I got offered by Sacramento State my sophomore year.
Yeah, wow.
I went to a camp. It was like the end of my sophomore year. Went to a camp. They contacted me, and I was like, I'm trash. Like, I don't know why these schools are talking to me. And then I went to the camp, and the coach was, we were talking on the field after, and he was like, we want you to like go here. Like, we have a full ride scholarship for you. And I thought he was kind of joking at first, and I was like, wow, he really just offered me a scholarship. Like, I can go to school for free. But I would say I kind of count Sacramento State and Hawaii as my first offer because Hawaii I got so much later in the recruiting process. Mm-hmm. But when I got the Hawaii offer, it was actually in the learning commons here at Christian Brothers. And I like was about to cry because it's just weird. Like, that's a big time school. It's a big time program.
Absolutely.
But once you get it, you kind of just like, wow, like all my hard work's starting to pay off. And I'm sure for the same as you, it's like, mm-hmm. all those hours in the pool and all those hours in the weight room and all those hours just on the field, it's finally like someone's recognizing it and they want you to like come to their school for free, which is the greatest part about it, is like you're getting a free education, which is hard to do these days.
And I also think it's like a really big gift to your family because, I mean, yeah. my family has been supporting me, and like swimming is crazy. So like they've been supporting me for so long, and I think just getting that scholarship is just like a payback mm-hmm. to them. And, you know, I'm so glad I could give that to them.
Christina, where was your first offer?
So I had been talking to like quite a few schools, and they don't usually like say like what their offer is up front. They kind of like get to know their program, and then you come on like official visits, and then that's kind of when they sit you down. They're like, hey, like we have this much to offer you. And so, you know, those meetings were kind of when I first got a glimpse at how much money I was getting.
Interesting.
Like going through that process, was it like mainly an individual thing, or did your family just support you throughout that whole process?
Mine was definitely not an individual thing. I had pay for trips. I had like my family had to pay for trips. Sat down with them, long nights thinking about where I want to go, what they like, what how they feel about it. And like at the end of the day, it is your decision, but your family has a huge part of like with it. Like my choice was, it's close to home. Like that is one thing, you just want to make sure you come home for Christmas without having to fly across the country. Or you know, or if you have like a, you know, hopefully not a death in the family, you need to come home like that day, you could at least just hop on a plane and come home and see your family. That's like one thing that is important, just make sure your family, which they obviously will be 100% bought in just because they are family, and family's everything. But I don't know about Christina, but my family was definitely a huge part of the recruiting process.
I mean, like my family, like they were there for me the entire time. That they were just like, you know, it's like it's your decision, like, you know, whatever you decide, we're like, we're gonna support you. And you know, I always like bounce ideas off them and like talk to them just like openly, and just kind of told them what I was thinking, and they told me what they were thinking. And you know, it was definitely just all up to me, which I really liked, just because it kind of gave me that individual, like, you know, like this is my decision. And you know, I'd be like talking to coaches on the phone, and they'd be like, hey, who was that? And I like tell them about my conversation. And you know, it was just nice to have them just to like talk to.
Yeah, there was times during my process where I'd get an offer and be like, this is my school, like I'm going here, this is it. Like, and same thing, it's like, don't judge a book by its cover, like I said, because like at the time when you get the offer, you're on such a high where you're like, wow, like that's amazing. And especially when you're at the campus and you're seeing it for the first time, you're like, dude, like I could go to school here, this is easy. But then there's more to it, there's more of a process. One thing is, you trust the process, and you'll know, it'll hit you like that moment when you're like, this is my school, like I have to go here, and if I don't, like I'm gonna regret it. But that's one thing where you're gonna know, and you'll understand it at a point where you'll get that gut feeling. It's just like anything, you know, when you get that gut feeling like, yeah, I like this place, or, you know, I like this girl, or I like this car. There's just that moment where it hits you.
So you talk about that gut feeling. What was that for you, Christina, when you saw San Diego, and what was that process like?
Yeah, so I actually went on 3 recruit trips, and San Diego State was actually my first one. And after I came back, I was just like in awe. I was like, I love this place. Like, I could totally see myself going here and everything. But then I was like, you know, I think I should look at my other schools just to know what my options are, just to know how, like, I think of those schools. And, you know, I came back, I loved them too. And it took me like 2 weeks after my last recruit trip to really like think about it and, you know, go through every single thing that like factors into my decision. And I think if, like, eventually I was just like, you know, San Diego State is my best option. You know, it's a great school. I loved the campus. I loved the team. So just, it was like the whole package for me.
Yeah.
What about you, Spencer? How did you finally decide on Oregon?
Well, when I got the offer from them, I kind of knew, because it was my dream school growing up. And like, I knew, like, I told myself, if I don't go here, like, I'm going to regret it. But the same thing, I wanted to weigh my options and understand, like, there's great programs all over the country. So once I got that offer and I went up there and visited twice, and the day I committed, I went up there and I just wanted to feel it out, like the campus, and feel out the coaching staff and everything. But then there was a moment when I was like, yeah, like, this is my spot. And it's a pretty good feeling, actually, just to know, like, you're pretty set.
Yeah, one more question for you guys. Obviously, you guys are at the end of the recruiting process. What advice would you give to, like, a younger you at the beginning of that this journey, and maybe to other recruits, too?
I think just to, like, write out the process, you know, I think make your list, make your, like, dream school. You know, just think about everything that you want in a school, and, you know, talk to all the schools. You know, when you're starting out, it's fine to just talk to, like, everybody. But then once you get further down, you know, cut down your list and just start thinking about what you really want. And I think for me, I was really scared that, like, I wasn't going to find a school that really, like, spoke to me and I really loved. But I think there's a school out there for everybody. And I think that's what I really wish I would have known, just because there is a school out there for everybody, because everyone is going to fit in somewhere. Everyone, you're going to like a school.
Absolutely. Three words: trust the process. That's one thing where there's going to be times when you don't want to go to the gym or you don't want to go to practice, but you tell yourself, like, I have to, because you only get one shot at this, where you get one high school career, you get one, all it takes is one phone call and one offer and your life's completely changed. So just trust the process and understand, like, it is a process and it takes time. That was one thing I wish I would understood more. And my brother actually, like, kind of put me through, like, told me, like, this is a huge process and it's a process that will change your life. So understand that at any moment, anything can change, you know? So just understand that, keep working hard and just keep praying and just keep your faith, and everything will be okay at the end.
Hey, well, thank you guys so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Go Ducks.
Go Aztecs.
All right, so for our music recommendation, Jack, this is a timeless classic. Why don't you tell them all about it?
Yeah, this song, this beautiful tune is by Bobby Boris Pickett, and it is called The Monster Mash.
Yeah, it really is a graveyard smash. Let's get a few seconds of that.
They played the Monster Mash.
Yeah, you know, I think that song is such a classic Halloween smash because Bobby Boris Pickett does the greatest...
Yeah, no, check. I do agree with you. That song is a classic and it is great, but I think it's about time we turn it over to talk to Joel about some more spooky topics.
Okay, so we're here with CB Talent writer Joel Navarro.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, what's your latest article on?
So, since Halloween's around the corner, I decided to write about what people believe about the age that we should stop trick-or-treating.
Yeah, what's your general opinion on it, you know?
Going into writing the article, I thought that as soon as you became a freshman in high school, you should just stop. Staying at the door and giving out candy to kids was the most that I think anyone should do in high school.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, obviously that's a real nostalgic thing for most of us. We grew up doing it. Most people have.
Absolutely. Like, John, can you remember what your fourth grade costume was?
My fourth grade costume? I think I was a blind referee.
A blind referee?
With the cane and everything, which
that's,
was pretty funny.
That's pretty great.
But, yeah, so Joel, why do you think, as soon as we get into high school, why do you think people are like, oh, you should stop doing that?
I feel like there's a lot more important things to be worried for. A lot more topics, like a lot more homework, a lot more projects, essays, and for seniors, college applications. So I feel that they should have more time on that than have it on holidays like Halloween.
But why is society telling us as high school students that we are unable to be out and going up to people's doors and asking them for candy?
I feel like this holiday has been stereotyped for young kids. So, like, I think that society finds that kids above the age of, I don't know, maybe 15 would be a little bit too old.
So, Joel, were the results surprising? Like, the people that you talked to, did they agree with the society's general age limit?
I was actually shocked because the majority of the people that I interviewed disagreed with it, and they had a much higher age at which you stop. Even one of my people that I interviewed actually said that there's no limit. You can go whenever you want.
Oh, wow. Okay, so will we be seeing Joel Navarro trick-or-treating on October 31st?
I believe we will, yeah.
All right. And Joel, what will you be going as this Halloween?
I don't know. If I had to think of something on top of my head, I think I would try being the character from the new movie Baby Driver, like the main character.
Oh, sweet, yeah.
Pretty easy costume.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you for your time, Joel.
Thank you for having me.
And make sure to check out Joel's article at cbtalon.com. And that about wraps up our first episode of Talon Talk. Thank you so much to Spencer, Christina, and Joel for coming in and talking to us. John, anything else to add?
Just want to say thanks to the listeners. And I hope you come back next week to hear some more about some other CB topics.
This has been Jack and John for cbtalon.com. Thanks so much, and we'll see you guys next week.